Carrie Lawton talks to LA Times columnist David Lazarus about a recent House committee hearing focusing on the purpose and future of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, created to protect consumers from the practices of predatory lenders.
2 weeks ago, the Los Angeles Times ran a report in its financial pages about a testy hearing before the House of Representatives Finance Committee. The two main protagonists being Jeb Hensarling, Republican of Texas, and Richard Cordray, Director of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, or CFPB. This bureau was formed in the wake of the financial collapse of 2008. It was part of the Dodd-Frank Reform Act, in order to protect consumers from the predatory practices of many companies in the finance sector of the economy. David Lazarus of the LA Times, consumer affairs columnist, ran a piece the following day explaining the background of the running battle between the Bureau and Republican congressmen such as Hensarling, who have a deep resentment against regulation and who receive a great deal of money from donors in the financial industry. In the interview, David Lazarus lays out in detail the background of this story, including the main characters involved, and discusses the contents of a new bill introduced by Chairman Hensarling, designed to remove from the Bureau much of its regulatory authority.
Well, in a nutshell, we saw the global economy almost collapse thanks to all of the financial shenanigans by banks and mortgage lenders who were, you know, as we all remember, Countrywide and whatnot, packaging up mortgages, selling them to investors. It was just extremely reckless behavior. And in the wake of all that, a law called Dodd-Frank was passed, and this is financial reform that was intended to prevent this from happening again, basically to prevent us from having too big to fail entities and to have lenders handing out money to anybody with a pulse, and to basically encourage more responsible behavior on the behalf of the financial services industry. And a part of Dodd-Frank was the creation of a federal agency that would be tasked solely with protecting consumers from predatory financial firms, and that was the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which opened for business in 2011, and in subsequent years until now has been so successful at its work that it managed to return about $12 billion to consumers that had been fleeced through either illegal or questionable financial practices. So by any yardstick, this was a wildly successful agency, and that's exactly what the banking industry did not like, was the fact that there was a new sheriff in town that clearly knew how to do its work, and almost from the get-go, as soon as Dodd-Frank was passed, the financial services lobby started spending millions of dollars trying to undo these new rules and basically allow it to once again return to the predatory ways that it was more comfortable with. And that brings us up to the present, where we now have a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, and they are determined to go ahead with a rollback of Dodd-Frank, including evisceration of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and leading the charge against both the law and the CFPB are the head of the House Financial Services Committee, who is a Texas Republican named Jeb Hensarling. And Mr. Hensarling has introduced a bill called the Financial Choice Act, and that's CHOICE as an acronym for Creating Hope and Opportunity for Investors, Consumers, and Entrepreneurs, which sounds really good until you take a closer look at the bill, which I have, and you discover that, in fact, it would be about the most anti-consumer bill you can possibly imagine.
Clearly, the single intention of this is to completely, not quite to destroy the agency, to give it a new name, of course, that's kind of interesting also, but also to defang it, isn't it, really, and to take its teeth away.
Well, clearly, he wants to cripple it politically and also cripple it from an operational sense so that it poses no threat to the banking industry, with which he is very cozy. How do we know that? Well, because political donations are public record, and I looked into the donations to Mr. Hensarling, and it turns out that since he first ran for Congress in 2003, he's received over $1 million in contributions from commercial banks, about $1.5 million from Wall Street securities and investment firms, about $1.5 million from insurers, and over $700,000 from finance and credit companies. So he is no stranger to these entities, and it's not hard to think that when it comes to prioritizing his to-do list, he's going to be acting more on their behalf than on consumers' behalf. And his Financial Choice Act illustrates that, because when he first introduced it last year, it was ugly. I mean, basically, it favored the industry over consumers virtually every step of the way. But last week, he circulated a memo among fellow lawmakers, which I also got my hands on, that outlined revisions he plans to make to the Choice Act now that we have a Republican president in power. And this takes a bad bill and makes it even worse.
Can you give us some examples as to what the provisions will be in this bill which will make it worse?
Well, among other things, right now the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is appointed for a 5-year term, and he's intended to be independent, kind of like the Federal Reserve chairman. He's supposed to be above the fray and untouchable by industry lobbyists. The president can only dismiss him before his 5-year term for cause, in other words, for negligence. Well, under Hensarling's bill, the president would be able to dismiss the head of the CFPB for any reason whatsoever. Moreover, the president would be able to dismiss the deputy director of the CFPB for any reason whatsoever, and that basically would give the president complete control over the agency. It would give Congress control over the agency by being responsible for its funding, which thus puts financial lobbyists on the table. And then it gets even more troublesome, because right now the CFPB has a supervisory role over financial firms, which means it has the ability to audit banks, for example, or to demand internal documents. But under Hensarling's bill, the supervisory role is gone, and instead the CFPB would only have an enforcement role, which means it would only be able to act once any sort of malfeasance comes to light. And what that's kind of like is demoting a judge to a security guard. It makes it almost ineffective. Another thing that's just simply astonishing when you look at the fine print of the memo, Hensarling's bill explicitly says that the CFPB would no longer be able to deem questionable financial practices as either unfair, deceptive, or abusive. So, for example, a payday lender with sky-high interest rates or more onerous terms, right now the CFPB could look at some of that and call it an unfair lender or an abusive practice and under those grounds go after it. Under Hensarling's bill, it wouldn't have that authority at all. It would just simply have to sit around and wait until something comes to light, but it wouldn't be able to deem any practice unfair or abusive, which is astonishing. And then it's as if all that wasn't bad enough. Right now, the CFPB has a database that's online that anybody can go to where you can post your complaints and experiences about companies you do business with so that if others are thinking about doing business with that business, they can go to the database, do a search, see what other people have to say. Well, Hensarling's first draft of his bill would have prevented any posting from going into the database unless it had been verified. Not sure what that means. The second draft just basically does away with it altogether and basically says that the CFPB would have no authority at all to air complaints submitted by consumers. So adios database right there. And as you alluded to, I think the thing that really kind of highlights what's going on here is that Hensarling is going to give a new name to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. He would call it the Consumer Financial Opportunity Agency. Gone is the word protection. Don't know what financial opportunity means in this case, but clearly it's not about having consumers' backs.
It's certainly, to me, it suggests something quite sinister, and that is the idea almost of persuading more and more consumers, perhaps the unwary ones, into the idea of taking out loans rather than protecting them against really bad loans.
Last week, Hensarling put up a blog post that said that it's very important for consumers that financial markets be vigorously policed for fraud and deception, which sounds great until you look at all the things that I just ran down with you and you realize that even though he's all for vigorously policing the markets, he is in fact taking the top cop on the beat and stripping him of all his powers. And then on top of that, since the CFPB would no longer be able to deem practices unfair or abusive, so much for policing the market for fraud and deception, because quite simply, the CFPB would no longer have jurisdiction to do that. So he's talking out of one side of his mouth, but acting in a completely different way. And anyone who takes the time to read this bill will see that this is a bill that is basically Christmas for banks and a dark day for consumers.
Indeed it is. I'm so glad, by the way, just to go back over a point that you made earlier, there are so many points to hear, but the question of payday lenders. In the original report I read, not part of your column, there was an amazing moment in which apparently Hensoldt leant forward, I assume, and berated Cordray, the current head of the Bureau, for being far too harsh on payday lenders, saying that in doing so, he was really denying poor people who needed desperately a loan, denying them the opportunity of credit they otherwise wouldn't have. And, of course, payday lenders, some people would recall them simply as loan sharks.
No, it's true. And in fact, the mantra of the payday lending industry has been that it's all about choice and that we are providing options to people who might not otherwise have options, which sounds all nice and happy, but when you look more closely at their practices, you realize that it's designed solely to trap people into endless cycles of debt. And in that sense, their business model is really no different from being a crack dealer. And these are very nefarious companies. And that's why the CFPB has initiated the process of imposing federal rules on payday lenders to try to bring them in line and to try to impose national standards on this industry, which right now is regulated only on a state-by-state basis. And some of the states really take a very lax attitude towards this kind of thing. Also worth pointing out that the payday lending industry also has been very active in lobbying and has showered primarily Republicans with millions of dollars to get their bidding and to protect them from more stringent regulation at the federal level.
What are the prospects for this new bill and roughly the timetable? I think it's coming into the going to be presented before the House fairly soon, within the month or something like that.
Well, I think, first of all, one question is why did Hensoldt start revising his bill? And that's because he now has a Republican president in place, and so he can, you know, push the envelope even more. Spokeswoman for the House Financial Services Committee told me that the revised bill should be introduced by the end of this month. I don't think it's going to be like the rollback of the Affordable Care Act. I think this has the backing of Republicans in the House and the Senate, and President Trump has already declared his opposition to Dodd-Frank and his intent to roll it back. So I think it's entirely likely that this bill will pass, if not in exactly this form, then close to it, and we will see not just a massive loosening of rules upon financial firms, which, you know, history tells us does not bode well, and also a massive stripping of authority from the one federal watchdog that's charged with protecting consumers from financial predations. And the upshot of this has to be that we are opening ourselves up to, once again, a repeat of history, and once again, getting ourselves deep into trouble, unless one wants to think that banks have learned their lessons and will straighten up and fly right. And anybody who thinks that is kind of living in a fool's paradise, I'd have to say.
Well, I think I want to tell my readers once again and recommend them to read your columns on a regular basis. I think all consumers should be in this area should be grateful to you and for alerting us to what's really going on in Congress and in these committees. So we're going to follow it up.